Blog Talk Radio.
This week of January 28th, 2018. So I'm happy to have the listeners who are showing up weekly with this group and welcome anybody new to this podcast. My intention here is to offer to you the week's astrological weather, but with an evolutionary focus. Here we connect to the dance of fate and free will, astrology, intuition, and awakening. So we've got a broad framework from which we will look at the astrology. One time, I'm really excited. I've just finalized plans for a Santa Fe trip at the end of March, and I'll be speaking at NCGR in Santa Fe on March 29th and 30th. Friday night topic is Fearless Astrology, and the Saturday workshop is For the Love of Saturn, which connected to fearless astrology, because most of us, initially at least, tend to carry a fair amount of fear about the transpersonal planets and Saturn, can often worry about what's going to happen. And one of my premises from doing this work now for about 35 years is that although there are many negative, scary possibilities inherent with any sign, any planetary transit or progression, the way that we track what's happening in the sky and how it affects us personally. The reality is that most of us don't experience those things, that what we're experiencing and what we're working with at the core level is the energy, the kinds of feelings, the kinds of situations, the kind of thoughts that come up. The value of astrology in my mind is that if we are connecting to the truth of what we're feeling and thinking, and we are aware of what's being asked of us at the highest evolutionary levels, that we can get in sync with the energy. So when we experience the difficult events, if we're honest with ourselves, there is something that we were missing, something that we were afraid of, a place that we were stuck, and we didn't take the actions that were being indicated early enough. And so as a result, when that energy actually culminates and an event occurs, we don't like it because we're trying to avoid that change. We're trying to avoid that growth and that evolution, which isn't to come from a non-compassionate place, because I also understand that we experience events in life that there's no way we could be ready for, and maybe it takes us the whole life or longer, many, many lives, to understand that the reason something happened that was particularly painful and challenging had to happen so that we could grow a new transit back to Saturn, back to all of the cosmic bodies that we feel and see in the sky at this moment. For the most part, what actually is going to happen, the actual events that are going to happen, are not going to be nearly as difficult or scary as we are afraid of. And sometimes what we're afraid of can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we owe it to ourselves to look at the astrology with an open mind and open heart and a connection to where we're actually headed as we evolve. And so that brings me to the fact that the sun is now at 9 degrees Aquarius, 30 degrees in a sign, so it's about one third of its journey for this month has occurred. And Mercury is traveling right next to it at 8 degrees. So we have, with coming up now in the next 2-3 weeks, a pretty strong Aquarius influence. The sign Aquarius is an interesting one. I wrote that I consider it enigmatic. We often say if you can predict the event of the planet Uranus, which is the Aquarian planet, if you think you're predicting it, then you might be wrong because it is that unpredictable. And I find that working with Aquarian energy in general, that there is so much possibility within this sign. And those of you who have strong Aquarius in your charts, you know what I'm talking about. It is a sign that is changeable, shifting in a very quick, fast, futuristic, unique, innovative, original, and you know, can be rebellious or even revolutionary, rules revolutions, things that are breaking outside of the typical. Aquarius is the sign that comes right after Capricorn. And Capricorn, as you might know, is the sign that has a lot to do with tradition and the structure of life, the patriarchy, the sense of building something that's very lasting. And many times the things we build that are lasting, they become edifices, they become gigantic and solid behemoths that end up losing their heart and their soul. And Aquarius comes along and says, let's break it up. Let's do it different. Let's at the highest levels, Aquarius wants the highest levels of spirituality, of enlightenment, or to be awakened. And so if you're feeling disrupted, if you're feeling like you're a rebel without a cause, if you feel like you are flustered and electric and the nervous system is burning out, which can be Aquarian situations, then the highest level to aim for is this awakened state in which you understand the true meaning of life, where you connect into truth in that very quiet place, which very few people understand or can communicate about. If you're interested in this process of awakening at the deeper spiritual levels, the teacher Krishnamurti was a good exemplar of that and wrote a lot, although I feel he's often difficult to understand. But in our current times as an awakened teacher, we have Adyashanti, adyashanti.org, and Mukti. And so we have them and other people who are brilliant teachers of awakening who we can draw on to move into the highest frequency of Aquarius. Oftentimes, though, we have to work with who we are on a human level before we feel that calling to the awakened state. And Aquarius, as the more human side, as our goal state, is about authenticity. It's about separating ourselves from the images and the sense of conservative, rigid rules of duty and responsibility that repress us and hold us back. Not that I'm going to completely trash duty and responsibility because it has its place, but we have to be alert to where we've given ourselves up too much. And of course, talking to all of you Aquarians or people with the North Node in Aquarius right now, people who have strong planets in Aquarius, and I'm talking to all of us because you have Aquarius somewhere in your chart. One of your houses or two of your houses have some Aquarius flavor, and there, and in this area, it is your goal state to become aware, awakened, authentic, true to yourself, to march to your own armor, to let yourself invent things, create things, be original, unique, and not follow along the plan that you have been sold by family, culture, organizations that are trying to get us all in alignment to be controllable. And so as we work for the next few weeks with Aquarian energy, I'm going to encourage you to think about this, to think about where can you be more free and alive, and where do you need to sort of set aside some of the things that you think you have to do. It's 11:11 right now, sort of looking at that number going, yep, we keep opening up to the new paradigm, oneness. If we get challenged by our Aquarian energy, if we do it too much, we can become detached and indifferent. We rationalize. We come in the head and say, I can handle this, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to stick in my head. I'm not going to go for what I truly feel, what I really imagine the freedom of this life could look like. That doesn't really serve us at the deep levels of heart. And so as we come into the week, think about who you are, where Aquarius is in your chart, because Sun is activating that part of the chart right now and asking you to break free of whatever bond is holding you back. As we speak today, the moon is almost at 26 degrees of Scorpio. And the moon in Scorpio, as it's been for the last couple of days, is in an emotional flavor, but it's a little on the intense side. It's deep, it's penetrating. Moon in Scorpio wants some levels of depth and intimacy. But this will be over in a few hours. It will move in the sign of Sagittarius. And before it does, there's an interesting connection between the moon at 26 degrees Scorpio, the sun at 9 Aquarius, and that is a quintile. And so the quintile is one of the more esoteric aspects beyond the typical 5 Ptolemaic aspects. And I love following quintiles because the quintile is a very creative aspect, and it's a little bit excessive, it's a little bit intense. In natal charts, when you see a quintile, or many quintiles, often in the charts, people who are just naturally very, very creative. But while we're in this moment of creativity, this moment where the moon and the sun are talking to each other in an intense way, I'd take a moment to think about the fact of what is it you need emotionally, moon in Scorpio, that's deep, intense, and true to the deep nature of who you are psychologically, that the sun needs to make a choice, right? The sun makes choices. The sun is the CEO of your chart. What does the sun need to do on your behalf so that you have that depth and that connection that you crave, that you long for? And Mercury is in the same realm also. But Mercury is part of that quintile. So the Mercury, the mind, the capacity to think, communicate in an Aquarian way, you know, maybe shocking, surprising, unexpected, go for it and say, yep, I know this is what I need, this is what I want. I want to break free of old patterns. And so today, as you're listening to this, this is a great time to do this. Maybe listen to it later on. You can still do it because it's always a good time to think about what you truly need and want and to ask for it and to make those choices. We're still dealing with fire this week. We still have Venus in Jupiter traveling together in the sign of Sagittarius, and they are in trine to both Mars in Aries and Uranus in Aries. Now, I'll say that Mars and Uranus are getting a little bit closer, and without fear, I'll say Mars and Uranus coming together sometimes indicate unexpected events, or you know, a little shocking, surprising, including accidents. When you're dealing with accidents or accidental energy within the star patterns, planetary patterns, it's important to just slow down. And it's not that it has to happen. It's not that the billions of people on the planet are all going to have an accident. It's that if that is affecting you in your chart, you're likely to be a little faster, more impulsive, more angry, and not quite thinking, dissociated, and that is always when accidents happen, where we're kind of disconnected and out of body. So medicine for that is to get in body, to slow things down a little bit, to handle the emotions correctly, not let yourself be in a subconscious, slow things down. The potential to do that is nicely there because Mars is still in square to Pluto and Saturn. And Saturn especially is a slowing mechanism. Saturn asks us to think about the long-term plans and move a little bit more methodically. So the Saturn-Mars square can help slow this intense frequency down. But you yourself and the choices that you make, you're the one that really ultimately has the responsibility to do this. And in terms of your business, your life, the choices you're making, what you're planning for the year, this continued square of Saturn Mars, I feel, is very helpful. It's starting to move a little bit into a wider orb or connection now, so it's not going to stay forever, but we're still in this interesting month of January where it's a great time to plan and launch things that you're wishing for this year, because you have this vibrant energy of Mars saying, yes, let's go for it, I'm going to jump in, I'm going to do it. How can I do this effectively? How can I delegate and work toward long-term plans? Let's see now. What else do we want to talk about here? I said I'd do some Q&A today. It'll be my first time working with this technology to do so. So I have to admit I'm a little bit nervous about it. But I'm going to start now by giving you a guest call number. If you have an astrological question, especially something that's about week's energy or something about Aquarius, planet Uranus, that you're wondering about, the number is 516-387-1842. That's 516-387-1842. So if you call in and go on hold so I can talk to you, look a little bit here at anything else that's coming up this week. Over the course of the week, the moon will move from Sagittarius into Capricorn on January 31st. Moon in Capricorn is nice and solid for accomplishing things. You're going to feel like doing the things that you don't sometimes feel like doing. Moon will conjoin Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node. So that is going to bring you into emotional connection with some of these deeper processes of transformation, accomplishment, mastery, structuring. And also, if you're feeling blocked and limited by this current Capricorn energy we have right now, where, you know, sometimes the tasks seem monumental, give yourself some nurturing, give yourself some love. Medicine for corn blockages is always the Cancerian sense of nurturing, self-care, feeling that you can reach out to the people who care about you. And then we move in on February 3rd to the moon in Aquarius. And the moon in Aquarius, that's going to add to Aquarian buildup for the next few weeks. And we'll have a new moon in Aquarius on February 4th. So February 4th is actually Monday, and I'll be talking to you again. So we'll talk about that new moon, and we'll do a new moon meditation on that day to capture the energy of change and awakening, bring that fully into experience. Going through a little bit more, a little more deeply, what else is happening? We have Venus trine Uranus on February 2nd. So Venus-Uranus aspects are very interesting. You know, Venus represents the capacity for relationship, for attracting relationships to us, for stabilizing them, for what matters to us in relationships, what we like or don't like. And Venus has this balanced focus at its core. Venus wants to consider what other people need or want, as well as one's own needs. And Aquarius, you're not at Uranus, not so much. So when Venus is in trine with Uranus, you'll feel like you have a sense of what you need and want in a relationship, but also your need for freedom to be yourself will be stronger within you and more apparent. You might even seem a little bit detached or unfazed by things that normally matter to you a little bit more. So bear that in mind. It's a great brief transit for having fun. And back to see when that happens, it will be right at the very last degree of like 29 degrees Sagittarius for the Venus, 29 degrees for Uranus in Aries. A really sweet creative time for you creative types where you have some new ideas, some sense of innovation. So I don't see any questions yet. So let's come into a meditation. And for the meditation, as always, not if you're driving, not if you're doing something where you can't really calm down and focus. You can come back to this later. Bring your body into a comfortable position and take deep, slow breaths. Have this meditation be simply to ground in on energy and to work with any energy that might be in your space. It's not you. It's negative. Is draining you. A very simple meditation you can do on a regular basis. As you breathe and relax, feel the way your body is sitting on pillows or furniture, the way your feet are either grounded, rooted on the floor, or cross-legged, so you're feeling more an elevated energetic connection. Then go deeper and deeper with every breath. Take your attention to the root chakra at the base of the tailbone. And feel or imagine a big, deep grounding cord, like a thick rope that drops down from that place. Feel roots drop down from your feet. And follow that energy down through all layers of the earth, down into the center of the earth. Roots anchoring and draw earth energy up your cords. And earth energy can be any color that you like. Imagine this energy coming up cords, swirling and spiraling, coming up through the central core of your body along the spine. Energy rising up through the crown of the head. Bring your attention and this energy up through the clouds, going up to the highest levels of the cosmos, the star systems. And imagine that you're connecting to Aquarian energy, the energy of freedom, innovation, authenticity. Imagine energy electric and create a sense of connecting to your higher self, the essence of who you really are, which is already living, awake, made up of always. And feel that energy coming down, drawing it down through the crown chakra, down along the core of the body, along the spine, and deep down into the earth, rooting along your roots. Now breathe into the heart and feel the cosmic energy and earth energy mixing. And spread this energy through the body with every breath. Filling up your body. And see if you are able to move. Expand the energy all the way out into the outside edges of the aura. Imagine the aura like an oval-shaped bubble of light that's over your head and under your feet and all the way around you. Make it big. 2 to 3 feet or about a meter all the way around you. Place some sparkly energy on the outside edge, gold, silver, or a metallic color. Boundary protection, allowing you to feel intuitively the energies around you without absorbing, being permeated too much. And for the special sauce of this meditation, imagine that very thick, beautiful white light is being called in around you in the highest level spirits of light. Are drawn in to help purify your energy field of anything that you've previously absorbed, entities, emotional energy from other people, and feel this white light squeezing in around you, holding your intention that you own your space, you own your body and your aura, and nothing can be in this without your permission. Feel this energy gets squeezed out, goes up, through a portal of light, as if it's going through the clouds and going out to the cosmos. And you might feel some interesting tingly energy in your aura as you do this. Stay with this as long as you need to, just breathing and holding the intention, the openness that you're willing to release all dark energies that come into your body, into your aura. Watching them go if you're psychically visual, but simply holding the intention that they leave and that you are being purified. And if you're ready to move on, we'll move to the next step, which is the removal cords. So we sometimes have cords of energy that come into us from other people. So take a moment to scan your body and imagine intuitively or psychically if you feel any cords from anybody. Maybe random cords where you don't know where they're from and you just imagine pulling them out of you and sending them back. They may be cords that are connected to certain people. There's often people in our lives that draw on our energy, that feel like they need us or need something from us. So sometimes we feel inappropriate cords. You know, we'll have, if we have children, we'll have cords from our children, and that's appropriate. But if you feel cords in you that are like harpoons are draining you, imagine pulling them out and sending them back, pulling them out and sending them back. Take a couple of minutes. This is very good Aquarian work because you want to be free. You want to be free to pivot and do what you want to do, do what you need to do right now. Taking more of that protective light you've been working with, sparkly, gold, silver color, and fill in any holes. We often have well-worn pathways for cords to get in, especially on the back and the sides to the left side, hip through ribs. So just imagine wherever you have any vulnerability, cords, other people's energy tend to come in more. Just patch those areas, patch up the holes. A couple of breaths and notice if there's anything else you need to do, wish to do. You need more squeezing of white energy, any last few cords. And then gently draw yourself back fully into the core of your body, feeling your fingertips and your toes. You can open your eyes. So remember, we've got the moon moving to Sagittarius in a few hours, 7:33 a.m., according to my little numbers here tomorrow. And as it moves into Sagittarius, you're going to see a couple of things happening, exactly conjoined. So, you know, what you want to choose, what you want to say, what you're thinking about are going to be really connected. But sometimes when planets are that close to the sun, their energy can be erratic, can kind of be burned up, taken over by the sun. And then the moon is moving into realm with Jupiter, belief, truth, meaning, Venus, relationship. That's very connected to action, Mars, and the erratic energy of Aquarius. So, you know, slow things down a bit tomorrow. You are going to be deep, emotionally connected with what you need, what you want, and you're going to want to say it. But that much fire, that much Aquarius, sometimes we don't have the most social skills. Let's put it that way. So we're going to go for it. I think that's all I'll say for today. And thanks for listening. Nobody called in with any questions. I guess you've got it all handled. But think about it for upcoming shows. If you want to call in with questions, I am totally open. Talk to you next week.